views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. We're here to show you how easy it can be to create your life intentionally by releasing limiting beliefs and repatterning your experience to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. We're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, helping you to consciously create your best life.
Time to start feeling it. Time to start breathing it.
Welcome to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane, joining you from Mount Shasta, California. We also have my co-host Gwen connecting in from Sedona, Arizona.
Hi, everyone. Great to be here.
Today, we're going to be sharing some simple techniques to connecting in with your intuition. And then we're going to take some live calls and do some conscious repatterning right here on the show. So if you'd like to make some positive change in your life and you're ready to be part of our show today, get ready. We'll be taking live calls here in just a few minutes. But first, I'd like to introduce our producer, Mark, also known as Question Mark, which we deemed him last week on the show. That's what we call him because of his curious Gemini nature, and you're going to see that for yourself if you weren't here last week. How are you today, Mark?
I'm doing great, Deborah. Thank you for that introduction. Very nice, and I'm so glad to be here as always.
Great. Well, I'm very glad to have you. I want to check in and see if we have our special guest lined up today. Last week we had a caller named Kaja on the show. After the show, she sent me an email in which she thanked me for the clearing, and she said that it was amazing. That's all the feedback I got on it. And I want to hear more from Kaja, so we've asked her to call us today. Kaja, if you're listening, I hope you are, because we're expecting to talk to you. Give us a call. Want to hear more about, and also there's a little bit more clearing. You brought up some heavy stuff last week, and I didn't really have enough time to go into everything. I want to just check and see if we can do a little bit more from you.
Nice.
So today we're going to be talking about connecting in with our intuition. I want to share about how I did it, because it's something that you can all put into practice in your daily lives right now, no matter how busy you are. I think we mentioned this in the last show, that a lot of people that are doing professional intuitive work say that they had a really extreme experience, or they had a near-death experience, or they've been like this ever since they were children. And it's been a very different experience for me. This is something that I consciously connected to, that I wasn't aware of my intuitive connection for most of my life until I decided that I needed some help, and that's when I first started asking. I want to just explain a little bit about our story, or about my story, first. But I want to check in. I think Kaja, Brian, are we connected to Kaja? Has she called in yet?
Not yet, but you got Federico from New York City who's first up. I'll get Kaja on the line right away.
Federico, wow. Well, that's amazing. We're going to talk to Federico in just a few minutes. We haven't even opened up the phone lines yet. But that's exciting. Federico, if you don't mind holding onto the line for a little bit, and then we're going to get to you in a few minutes. So, in the past couple shows, I've shared a little bit about my story, but if you didn't hear that, I want to give a little bit of a summary now for those of you that are joining us for the first time. I was born with a degenerative condition that kept me struggling for my life since the day I was conceived. Later in life, the condition resulted in severe brain damage, and that prevented me from doing even the simplest daily tasks. I ended up losing my job by my early 30s, and by this time, I couldn't even read a book. So finding a new job and continuing to go on as if nothing was wrong with me was just not an option. And it was at this time that I got onto my knees for the first time in my life, and I prayed. And I didn't really know who or what I was praying to because I had never developed a strong divine connection. But, you know, this was not a way of life for me at all. But I figured that this was my last resort. So I prayed to God, although I don't believe that it matters what you call it. There are many different names used. The universe, source, divine love and light, nature, the divine matrix. Those are some of the ones that I've heard, and they're all the same thing. So I said, God, if you're real, I need help. I can't do this by myself anymore. Please guide me by telling me what I need to know, and please tell me three times. That was the key, three times. If I don't pay attention, please keep telling me until I get it, and please make sure that I only hear what is serving me multiple times so that I don't get confused, and I will do whatever you ask. And it probably wasn't those exact words, but it was extremely close. It might have even been those exact words. They're pretty clear. But what happened next was really powerful. I started hearing the same thing multiple times from different sources, information that would come to me from people, from the radio, from books. And it was all the same information. I would walk into a bookstore and pick up the first book that I saw or that I was drawn to, open it to a random page, and it would be exactly the information that I needed in that moment. Mm-hmm. And the first time that this happened, I'll just give a specific example, was when I received the guidance to move to Hawaii. Three different people told me that I should move to Hawaii within a very short period of time. And it was right after, like, I think maybe a week after I said this prayer and asked for guidance. And when I got to Hawaii, I moved because that was what I just said. If I'll do whatever I'm asked to do. I heard it three times, so I moved to Hawaii. When I got there, people would just walk up to me on the beach and say things like, you need chlorella. And at that time, I didn't even know what chlorella was, but I would hear the same thing from several people. One woman was an iridologist, and she just looked into my eyes and told me where I was deficient, and many magical experiences like this. And other people were just, they wouldn't tell me how they knew, they just got the information intuitively. So in the same example of chlorella, I remember opening up a nutrition book to a huge page that had chlorella, huge, bold on the top of the page. And then shortly after that, I walked into the health food store and they had an end cap display full of chlorella on sale. So I ate chlorella.
sale.
That it was a red sticker. I remember the red sticker. So, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with chlorella, it's just a very nutrient dense blue green algae that I believe helped me to restore my brain function. And as I continued to follow the guidance that I was receiving, I became clearer and clearer. And one day I began receiving the information internally. So, one misconception about intuition is that that it comes in a certain way. We receive guidance in so many different ways, whether it's through other people, through books, through television, through songs on the radio. It can also be a feeling in our bodies, like a feeling in our stomach, an image, an inner knowing, truth chills, stuff like that.
Well, okay, I don't know what truth chills are. What's
well,
that?
I call them goosebumps.
Oh.
I think I made that up, actually, the name Truth Chills. But it's, yeah, they're like goosebumps. You can also get goosebumps just because you're cold. Gwen lives in Arizona, so I don't know if that applies. But it's a similar physical reaction that you get when you hear truth, and it's a way of bringing your attention to what you've just heard, most likely because it was important. Actually, I think always because it was important. So I feel them when I hear something really powerful, some divine truth, I get chills behind my neck.
Yeah, and I actually feel them up and down my arms.
Well, maybe this isn't the same thing, but I get what I consider to be like these chills pouring down my back when I hear like amazing music or an extremely talented singer, just, you know, when they hit the high notes and they just bust it out. Is that the same thing or is that different?
I think that's the same thing. I think that's when you're hearing divine energy flowing through someone, through the performer. And yeah, I think it's the same thing. I just got a notice. We have Kaja back on the line. Should we connect in with Kaja really quick?
Absolutely.
Okay. Kaja, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Kaja.
Hello. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm happy to talk to you.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah. So I want to just check in a little bit about how you're feeling. I know you sent me that one email, and I was really happy to hear from you. But all you gave us was amazing. And we're going to, if it's okay with you, I would love to play a short clip of what we cleared last week on the show, which was your first experience with this work. And I'm hoping you have something positive to share with us today.
I do. And yes, you can play the clip.
Okay. We don't have time right now because we're coming up on a break in just a couple of minutes, and I think it's about a four-minute clip. So tell us a little bit about how you're doing.
Well, I'll be honest and say the first couple of days, it was really, really heavy. And after coming through those couple of days, a lot more became a lot clearer. So what became clear is that I feel like I'm walking in sludge. And I feel like I'm really at the end of an era, that I've done a lot of really good, hard work with a lot of pain and suffering and sadness. And what came clear was that I'm really ready to just move forward, and I'm just not sure how to really do that authentically myself in my body, in my life.
Mm. Okay.
And in my mind, I can think about joy, and I can think about love and light, but I don't always feel it in my body.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to do a little bit more clearing on that for you when we get back from the break.
Definitely. We need to take a short break here. So let's go ahead and do that. And then when we come back, we'll start fresh with Kaja and listen to the clip from last week's show when Kaja did some clearing with Deborah and Gwen and me right here on the air. So when we come back, we're going to do two things. We're going to be with Kaja, but we're also going to open up the phone lines and take some live calls. That's my favorite part of the show, as you know. We're also going to be giving away free passes to the live group clearing calls to everyone who participates in the show today. So remember that one. And if you'd like to do some conscious repatterning yourself with us, call that 800 number. It's 800-930-2819. And you can also find that phone number at transformationtalkradio.com. Number again, 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time to start healing. It's time to start breathing.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Get ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
It's time to start living. It's time for forgiving. It's time.
Welcome back to Intentional Living. This is Deborah Diane. We're sharing simple techniques today to connecting to your intuition. And we're also talking to Kaja, our caller from last week, getting a little bit more feedback on what she's experienced since we did clearing with her last week. And then we're also going to be doing some other live clearing on the show today. So if there's something that you'd like to shift in your life or something you'd like to release or a relationship you'd like to a little bit of help with, give us a call, 800-930-2819. And we'll do some repatterning for you. And as an added bonus, I want to offer everybody that calls in and does some clearing on the show with us today a free pass to one of the live group clearing calls that we do every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 5 o'clock Pacific. If you'd like more information on those, go to my website at consciousrepatterning.com. And right now, I want to address some of the things that you said, Kaja, but first, let's go ahead and listen to the clip so that everybody knows what we were dealing with when you called in last week, okay?
Okay. Mostly about survival. Now, having said that, I've also made a number of really rich, beautiful, lasting friendships, and there's been a lot of good as well. Recently, in the last few years, it's come full circle to a lot of death. Both of my parents have died and other family members. And that's bringing up a lot of grief and homelessness issues for me. Also, I'm in a relationship with Hugo, who's a fantastic, loving, beautiful man. And I think that we're basically good together and on track. However, I often am miserable inside my own head. And I'm thinking that, you know, the grief and maybe some subconscious patterns are taking hold. And I find myself thinking, why am I sad? Why am I reacting this way to small things that are not big issues?
I'm getting a big worthiness block with you. Let's bring in some worthiness. Let's let that be our first clearing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. So while that's going, I also want to do a clearing on depression. I don't feel like this is going to be everything that you've got to do. Like I explained last week in last week's show, the first time that I ever did a clearing like this with someone that was also very depressed, hadn't got out of bed in months, and she immediately jumped out of bed and went and found a job the very next day. I don't think that it's going to be the same with you. Everybody's a little bit different. I think there's some more that you've got to do consciously. But we're going to make all of that, just bring it to your awareness so that you know exactly what to do. We're going to align you with pure divine love and light and your highest and best good. Let's start with that first. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, it does feel really good between you and Hugo. I'm not getting that there's anything there that we can clear with the relationship. You can clear with your daughter. You have quite a bit of resentment towards your daughter for, I think it's making life more difficult for you. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. I'm still getting strong. Gwen, what? How do you feel about that? Do you agree?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay, good. So obviously it's very subconscious. This is why, another reason Gwen is here, very gifted, intuitive, and she can back things up sometimes. And she's not required to agree with me, but she does. So let's clear between you and your daughter. And even though you're not aware of it, can we release the resentment?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Oh, that one's huge. That's huge. I just felt a huge rush of energy there. Mm-hmm. That is something that was contributing to depression with you also.
Okay.
And I get that that's all that we need to do for you right now. I do just want to do another, just a general clearing of whatever beliefs, patterns, or energy can be released for you that are no longer serving you. Can we just do like a blanket clearing on that? And then we don't have to talk about everything. Okay, good. Yeah, this one's huge. All right, thank you. And there comes the surrender again. And Kaja, you're doing an excellent job of surrendering with that. And I found this is what we need to do when we're at a place of surrender, and you are, Kaja, I get that very strong, that you can just ask for whatever needs to be cleared for me. And if you believe that it's possible and you believe that you're worthy of it, then we can just do so much, just very simple like that. So good. You're almost done. I'm feeling the energy. How are you feeling?
Lighter.
Good.
Lighter and
freer.
Yeah,
it's not quite. Good. It's not quite complete yet. I'm filling in the spaces with my words because that's what they ask me to do on radio.
Okay, yes.
But I still feel. So we're not done with you. I still feel a lot of energy moving through. And I feel like you have something to say, Gwen. Do you have something to contribute here?
I guess I just was feeling really impressed and touched. Really, really touched by Kaja's willingness. I'm really feeling her heart and just really standing in the changes that she's experiencing right now just by opening up to this possibility.
Hmm. Nice.
So, Kaja, how did that feel going back and actually listening to what it was that we cleared? How are you feeling about the results that you've had since then?
They feel good, and I'm really appreciative that some of the really subconscious stuff I had no idea about, and so I'm really appreciative that it's been brought to my attention and can be worked on.
Oh, good. Well, I wanted to address what you said before we went to the break, that you said that you felt a lot of stuff coming up for you a couple days after the clearing, and I just wanted to let you know that is normal because we're bringing to the surface whatever it is that's been buried that has been affecting your experience in ways that may not be serving you. So that was coming up, but I'm hoping that it was a gentle experience even though you were recognizing it come up. Is that true?
It is true.
Okay, good. Yeah, it usually is. I haven't talked to you about this before, so I didn't know what you were going to answer there, but that's usually the way people experience it. So I want to do a little bit more about the things that you were saying before we went on break about moving forward and feeling connected to the feelings in your body. It's something that goes along with what we're discussing today and what we're going to continue discussing. So do you want to do some clearing right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, let's start with the opening prayer. And of course, as always, this applies to everybody that's going to be calling in today that we're going to be working with. And I always do this before I start doing any clearing. So we're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that Kaja receive maximum benefit from everything today in the safest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you. Okay, so let's show you how to move forward authentically. Like I said, connect you to the feelings in your body. I'm getting, you don't believe that that's safe. There's an experience that you've had somewhere around 8 years old that showed you that it wasn't safe to feel the feelings in your body. Do you have any recollection of that?
I have recollection of it, and I've never been able to figure out exactly what it is, but I know it was a pivotal point in my life.
Okay, but you don't know what it is, or you do?
I don't know what it is. I do not.
Okay, let me see if we can get some more information about this just a second. It has something to do with your father. Let's clear between you and him. Let's clear the experience. I'm not getting that we need any more details, which is good. We don't need to talk about it, but of course, if you want some more information later, send me an email, and I can get some more information for you and then just fill in some of those blanks. So let's clear that experience and everything else that we've said so far. Thank you. Okay, good. Now, that I feel a lot moving, but I also get that you're already feeling safe, feeling the feelings in your body, which is great. Your intuition is going to expand quite a bit because of what we just did.
It's been a big thing for a very long time, what you just did.
Good. Thank you. All right. So let me just ask. I'm just going to do some testing. Is Kaja connected to the feelings in her body? Yes. And is she moving forward authentically in her life? Yes. Let's also show you how to move forward with strength and courage, and to trust yourself, and also to trust divine support. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound good? Thank you.
Yes.
So remember, we had a really big clearing last week with your daughter. Have you noticed any shifts in your relationship with her?
I really have, and I have been able to experience a lot of joy just in the last week with her.
Oh, that's great!
Wow. Which is extremely pleasing for me.
Aw. Mm-hmm.
And you weren't even aware of that resentment, which was there. I get that you are an extremely devoted mother, and that you have a lot of love for her too, but it's just interesting how you weren't aware that there was any kind of resentment whatsoever. But I'm glad it's cleared. It feels really strong now between you two. And it was really strong before.
Me too, and that's why I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm here for, is to help with the stuff. I'm aware of. So thank you so much for calling back and giving us some feedback. I'll be interested in getting an email from you if you want to share more. And then, of course, I can share more from you later. But, thank you very much, Kaja.
Thank you so much, all of you. And also, I just want to say, just in hearing you talk to me in these two phone calls, I've learned how to ask how to get what I need for my own self. So I'm already learning. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so when we come back, we're getting ready for another break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about connecting to our intuition, and then we're going to take some more calls. Hopefully, Frederico is still waiting for us, with us. But right now, go ahead and move into our second break, and we'll talk to you in just we'll see you in just a few minutes.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Oh, beautiful day, hearts are opening in beautiful ways.
This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today. Welcome back. This is Deborah Diane. You're listening to Intentional Living. And today we're talking about connecting to your intuition. We were talking a little bit earlier about some of the techniques that I've used to connect into my intuition. Then we went into explaining what goosebumps or truth chills.
Truth bumps. Truth. I have a question about that, Deborah. Can I follow up on that one? I'm interested in like, just, you know, do you ever get like a, what we used to call it, a false positive, like where you get truth bumps or truth chills or whatever they are, but that's not what you, not really truth, or in it something else, like a false positive. Do you ever get that?
Well, I haven't personally, and I've never heard of anyone getting them. It's actually something that I hear people get them all the time when I'm talking to them. I just hear it constantly. Oh, I just got goosebumps. So I don't think so. What about you, Gwen?
No, I've never heard of a false positive with truth chills or goosebumps. But I do think that goosebumps are a really easy way to start acknowledging our intuition. I mean, it's the first way probably that I started recognizing divine truth.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always knew that I was intuitive, and at the same time, I always felt that my intuition was blocked. And I just went on with this story for years until I finally got sick enough of the story that I just decided, okay, I'm intuitive. I'm not going to, you know, focus on the block anymore. I'm going to focus on the intuition. And I really committed to listening to my intuition, accepting, acknowledging it, and even trusting it. And one of the ways that I did that was by having an intuition journal, and I would just jot down feelings or messages that I might get. And through the process of, you know, committing and really paying attention to any intuitive information that came in, basically my intuition really deepened almost overnight.
Nice.
Wow. Well, and mine was a very similar experience, and I'm glad that we're actually talking about goosebumps or truth chills, like I said, because so many people get them, and they're such an easy way, to receive that message that what you're hearing is truth, and definitely one of my first indicators as well. I agree with you on the not knowing. I didn't know that I was intuitive either for most of my life, and for me, it really started with that first prayer that I described in the first segment, and it was following the guidance that I received, which is what got me clearer and expanded my intuition until it became more of an internal process. So I actually had to work at it, and I'm sure that this is a little bit different for everyone, but some of the things that I had to do to get clear and to really connect to my intuition were get very clean with my diet and allow my body to detoxify so that I could start receiving that information internally. I had to spend a lot of time in nature and get really quiet. I spent so much of my time in a receptive state, the majority of my day, actually. And for up to several hours a day still, that's one of my highest priorities. So by being receptive, I learned how to identify the subconscious blocks. And then I learned from someone that I met in Hawaii how to clear them. And that's when I started clearing my blocks, which helped my intuition even more. But I would love to take another call right now. I'm checking in to see if we still have Frederico. I know you've been holding for a long time, Brian. Do we still have Frederico on the call?
Yep, Frederico, you're on the air with Deborah Diane. Go ahead.
Great, thank you.
Hi, Fred.
Thank you, everybody. I'm here.
What can we help you with?
Thank you for the show. I just wanted to, I live in New York City, and I've been clearing for a while now, somewhat new to it, but I definitely have been clearing a lot with different practitioners for the past 6 months or so. And one of the things that I've really been struggling with lately or for a while now is just how sensitive I've become after all these clearings and being able to balance that with living in New York City. I feel like I'm in the middle of a concrete jungle, for lack of a better word, where, you know, you just touched upon nature and how you really had to get quiet with yourself. And as much as I do that, it's really become difficult for me to move forward in my day-to-day life in a practical and effective way, whether it's professionally or in my career or just personally. Because the minute you step out, it's just this energy of chaos and hecticness and everything about living in the middle of New York City that it's just, you know, I had a lot of thick skin, and living here for 14 years, it really built up over the years that I could take that and I could live in that environment. But now with all the clearings I've done, it's just I'm so sensitive that it really throws my energy off. And sometimes you just can't move forward. You can't function in that environment.
And, I know.
I wanted to. I don't know if it's blocks to it. Maybe there's things that I'm not aware of or I'm not recognizing. But I just wanted to share that with you.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I experienced the same thing when I was in Hawaii, and then I would come back here to the mainland and just getting bombarded with so much stimulus. Let's see. You know, but the first thing that's coming to me, though, is this may surprise you, but I get that you don't even believe in the clearing work that you've been doing. Does that make sense to you?
That's really surprising because it's really transformed my life. It really, I've embraced it. I've surrendered to it. Maybe I need to surrender more and embrace it more, but I truly believe that it's transformed my life 100,000%.
I do get that you believe in it and that you've surrendered. No, not that you... no, I do get that you believe in it, but I don't get that it's working for you. Gwen, how do you feel about that?
I'm getting a yes on what you just said, that it's not working.
Not working.
But that he does,
maybe that,
that
is because... He believes in it and he surrendered. But maybe it's because it's making your life a little bit more difficult. Let me check in with this for just a second. Give me a second.
Sure.
Yes, it's because it's making it more difficult. Does that make sense to you? And I guess this is probably what you're saying, that it's increasing your sensitivities and it's making it harder for you to just live in general, like living in you said New York City. Is that where you said you were?
Yes, yes. Yeah, that does make sense to me. It has increased the sensitivity to the point so much that it's just very difficult to move forward and to function in such a heavy, intense environment where you're so sensitive and you pick up all these energies.
Okay, so that's why I'm getting that the clearing doesn't work for you. So let's shift that. Let's show you how integrate the clearing into your life in a way that is easy and comfortable, that feels good to you, and actually makes your life better, enhances your experience instead of detracting from it. And
right.
Let's also balance your sensitivities and know that it's possible to live comfortably in New York City with all of the stimulus. You also seem to have some resistance in taking some quiet time. So let's that resistance and show you how to take time for yourself. I see. I feel like
Great.
That's all to do in the first clearing. Are you open to clearing all this right now?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm just going to wait a second while I feel the energy moving. Let me see what else. There's more coming in for you. Just one second. What is your father's coming in? What does he have to do with this, what you're talking about today?
Well, it's been a really the toughest year of my life, by all means, personally and professionally and family-wise. I lost my father to cancer very early this year in March, and ever since then, it's just been major significant changes professionally and personally in my life. So, my father definitely, I think, has been a big impact, and there's been a lot of grieving, this year. So that's how I guess he factors into all this.
Okay, so let's clear between your father, just like kind of ease some of the pain and the grief, and show you how to live without him. I'm getting that has created actually a lot of disruption in your life, both energetically and in other areas. So let's clear that, and I think that's all for now. Does that sound good? Frederico?
That sounds perfect. Yes, that's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, good. Now it's feeling clear with your father. And I'm seeing that your sensitivities are balanced and that you're going to be able to... Let me just check this real quick. I'm going to ask the question. Is Frederico living comfortably in New York with his sensitivities? Yes. Is it too much stimulus for him to live comfortably? No. I get no. That's cleared. And is it completely cleared with his father? Yes.
Good.
Great. Well, that's great, Frederico. We're coming up on a break now, but I really appreciate you calling and sharing with us. I think that what we did is going to make a significant difference for you, and hopefully we'll have you on one of the calls or one of the shows coming up in the next few weeks so that you can tell us about it. Okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You hit on some really key things for me. I really appreciate it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Frederico. Wow. We are coming up on a break. That was great. And I want to make sure everybody knows how to get in on one of the live clearing calls. All you have to do is go to the website. It's consciousrepatterning.com and click on the register tab. We're there every Tuesday and Thursday evening doing clearings, just like what you hear Deborah doing right there. We're on at 5 o'clock Pacific time. That's 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we'd love for you to join us. We're going to take another short break. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the register tab to reserve your space.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com. Welcome back. This is Deborah Diane. We've been talking about connecting to our intuition, sharing some of our experiences and some of the simple techniques that we've used. And let's keep talking about that a little bit. We were talking about earlier how I was learning to identify the subconscious blocks and then learning to clear them. And I started recognizing sabotaging patterns in myself, and there were a lot of them. And I started releasing them as I became aware of them. And my intuition continued getting stronger and stronger. So I think clearing some of these blocks or sabotaging patterns is really important to start strengthening that connection.
So, Deborah, how exactly did you release the sabotaging patterns? Because I know for myself, I'd really like to hear more about that.
Well, the first thing I did was identifying where they came from. And once I identified where they came from, I basically just set the intentions to release them. And the trick was believing that it could be that easy, believing that it was possible for me to release them, and believing that I knew how, which literally was just as easy as setting the intention. And then once I fully believed that it was possible, because I was recognizing the shifts in my life, huge, major shifts in my life, it became easier and easier with practice, and it got faster. So it's a lot easier now for me than it was when I first started.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that applies to most things in life.
Mm. Absolutely. And I've been developing this practice for years. It's been the number one highest priority in my life, which is the gift that I've been given, is the freedom, the time, because I've told in some of the other shows, I've explained my story about going to Hawaii and just spending most of my time just connecting in with myself. And, you know, with I could probably be a brain surgeon by now with all of the hours that I've put into this.
Well, it's not only the hours you put into it. I'm sure that all the quiet time has helped too. And I think it's really important at this point to emphasize what quiet time really means, because so many people in our culture are accustomed to sensory overload that, people started their day off listening to the news or watching the news on TV, and then they go into their car and, you know, they've got the radio on there or some music playing, and they go into their office and, you know, it's computers and cell phones all day long and external noise and talking to people, and it just goes on. They go back home, cook dinner with background music, et cetera, et cetera. And there's absolutely no time with all of that sensory input to hear our thoughts, to feel our feelings, even to notice what our body is feeling like.
Yes.
Exactly. And in the case of my brother, it's not one television, it's three televisions on all the time. That makes it even harder to hear what's going on inside the head. So it's definitely important to take time for yourself, even if it's just a few minutes every day. And I don't believe that it has to be in a structured format either. I receive a lot of information from just walking, walking in nature, listening to my thoughts.
Do you have to be in nature, or what do you do if you don't have nature close by?
Well, I think the the difference between walking in nature and walking in the city is the stimulus. And if you can quiet your mind while walking through the city, that works too. Absolutely. It's for me, it's a lot easier walking through nature because it's it's quiet and, you know, I don't have to pay attention. People walking by and the cars and the sounds and the songs and but you can do this anywhere. I think the important thing is to remove your focus from the outside stimulus, and when you can do that, then it's just the same. So just like Gwen said, turning off the television, turning off the music, turning off the phone, even if it's just for a few minutes, spend some time alone in a quiet room, and take a bath if you have to, take that time alone. Spending some time in nature is definitely beneficial. Staring at a tree, staring at the sky, at the fire in your house, if that's the best option for you, or even just the potted plant in the corner. but quiet your mind and see what comes up for you, and be creative with it. Just have fun. Let it be an enjoyable experience.
Yes. Deborah, I've also heard you say that everyone receives intuitive information like all the time. Is that something you have to develop, or is it just a gift?
Everyone receives intuitive information. You're born with it. It's part of the human nature. And for some people, it's more natural, just like for some people, it's more natural for them to learn to play the piano. And for others, it takes more practice. And although everyone has the ability to do this, some of us have more blocks to accessing their intuition. And I believe for most people, this is a skill or an art form that needs to be developed. Mm. So clearing blocks, it's kind of like scraping the mud off of a windshield after you go four-wheeling. Yeah. So you can see through it. And then it just becomes easier and easier. And I personally spent years clearing my blocks and learning to trust the information that I was receiving. And I did this both experientially and by practicing. I would ask a friend if I could practice with them, and I would close my eyes and ask for information that I did not already know about them to come through. And one time, it was very early when I started doing this, I received the information that my friend's aunt was really mean to her when she was growing up, and that it was because her aunt was jealous of her mother. And when I shared this with my friend, her eyes got really big and she nodded her head enthusiastically and she said, yes, she was. And I didn't even know that she had an aunt before that. So this is how I learned to trust what was coming through, is just by practicing with it. And I would also ask friends to test my muscle testing by giving me true and false statements that they already knew the answer to, and to see if the muscle testing matched what they already knew.
Hmm. Well, Deborah, should we explain a little bit about what muscle testing is?
Well, muscle testing is just another term for applied kinesiology, which is testing the strength of your muscles to get either a yes or no response to a question. It's something that you can learn about really easily online. And I do want to make a quick offer, though. We're coming near the close of our show today, and I'm going to be doing something that I've never done before. We're going to be offering a free call for the holidays, a teleconference call, very powerful clearing, December 18th, next Tuesday. We're going to be doing some repatterning around the holidays. What we're going to do for everyone on the call is to clear your relationship with your parents, your siblings, your spouse, and your children, so that you can all have the best holiday season ever. And the relationship clearings that we do are so powerful, and a lot of times immediate shifts, really dramatic shifts in the relationship. We're also going to be clearing limiting beliefs around the holidays, overwhelm, stress, gift giving competition, all that stuff that comes up over the holidays. So if you want to join us next day, love it. Send me an email. ConsciousRepatterning.com. You can go to my website and click the contact page and send me a direct email. And I will send you a link so that you can join us for free.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas. thoughts before we close is that there's nothing, no such thing as hopeless. And, you know, not only was I homeless with severe brain damage, about 10 years ago, the doctors told me that I would no longer be able to walk because of my degenerative condition. And not only am I still walking, I no longer have that degenerative condition. I am healthier than I've ever been in my life. And this comes from setting intentions, connecting to my intuition, and following through with the guidance that I received. So I didn't accept what the doctors told me. I chose to heal, and I did. And anyone can do this. Our world is changing rapidly, and it's time for all of us to recognize our inherent power and to start consciously creating our experience with positive thoughts and intentions. So I'm not saying that you have to do things my way. I hope you don't, actually, because it was a lot more difficult than it needed to be. But what I'm asking is that you start believing in yourself so that you can find your own way. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you missed part of the show, you can listen to the archives at justrepattern.com. Where you can also register for tomorrow's live clearing call if you'd like to join us. We will see you next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Intentional Living with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information or to schedule a session, visit www.consciousrepatterning.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819.
Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.